sokong bulat ko bikin dana turang na merama garbo na wanya lewa ena bunuh lebung New Zealand di bawah usib ena ba city lebung Wellington ena Wellington Access Radio 2.2 FM obong bulat ko bikin dana turang na merama garbo na wanya lewa ena sana tini kapani nonton bunuh kena sama ibu kaitu kutuku ena bunuh lebung Wellington imbula minaka sokong bulat ko ini ena ada tali ena ada nimbula ena ada ninganga ni wanya turang o Jesus Kristo kau nita kena bosan ni kelu ena rumah ni kuah ena beba ungeti ena betum beri kebikenda ena singa nindai ndaki nimbula ni tabutu ndaki nimbula ni tao dati kumule vale senda warung tu mwe mwenu ni dhalaka senda warung tu mwe naloma ni motuka unwada mga warungu kina mataka ni singa nindai sana ungitabi mwikinda bakitu kebikenda ena mataka ni singa nikuwa ena Wellington Access Radio ena 2.2 FM ena singa minaka nikuwa au nitaka nina kauti kendaru na kaloki nindu tali lalebolo ni bingrami ena singa nindai lako tumbeka mai nisulandi wangito sema ngande sema idhagadhaka sema ivuli siko sama ilio ni wuno tunde itu ena wuno ngu nisulandi kapaka itu kituwe na wuno wali mungu o Wellington au sama mbule tuwe ni weekenda ena singa minaka nikuwa ya sana dhaba dhaba kwa lako maikine ena singa minaka nikuwa awa mai la umbeka la kaundrobe mbua sema dhuata mai mba matakeira o kadabu na mai biti tailevu rewa serwa una mosi sana ula labi una nunga matakeira musa ya sana labu kwa lako maikina au sama mbule tugani ena singa minaka nikuwa ena hava tali ni wani turang o Jesu Kristo
amen in the vastal to wani turang ena singa minaka nikuwa praise the Lord the check kamana maikina kasalivu amen greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you followed us through our Facebook page, and we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Foreshores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening as well as for America as well. Not forgetting Vanuatu, and also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to stand today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the Central as well as the Eastern Division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka, and not forgetting Korobo. Let us greet and also acknowledge the Eastern Division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the Central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We came here to learn about the worship centers. So we came here Western, but the Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. And Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just been issued during the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melody can not for sure, but it is so we can go get us merely vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality living on the melody can be a catechina, the vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. And let us welcome the unvaccinated today, and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Mrs. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So we can understand any lot of new Methodists. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. To save for the time taken to come and join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship
worship God with us here at the Fourth Shore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the Fourth Shore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the Fourth Shore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, the local we get on my TV and Mamma Sawati, Kabakabota, we can then the Vakarong to Manikuna Valibis, Kimanis on the change making on the program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday, but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on love yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you are an outcast. So we came on the Malavala that came the cover to his singing tombo. The one other way to go in a Kako Bakandomiko Kaimiko, Gosai Zavanimbula. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can then okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my case. Because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure. And also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dami to be one in bula to be mate sakame ko ko buni wai sa sang ni rawa so we can listen like bula. You actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness, and that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day, every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness, but I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. We want to bless 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 you. We want to and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region. The Rongola Niko and Tunialo, we ingasue, Nana Kai Tusanagatiko, Hemeni, Nakawa Tusanaka. The things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Hemeni, Nakawa Bogatusa, and Dona Singa Tomba in my vehicle. We walk by faith, not by sight. And the singer in Anikwa, Satan will love me. We can then allow a meeting in Lavangi to Valaka, Vangande Bagabuli, Sekemunisa, Leoni Tunde, Leonibulo Tunde, Buloni Tikokina, Kim Savamula to Aina Fosua, Totoka Tulandraki, Tobosu, Vagalindi Marabu, Lorai Tunis Solami, Wanganak Telanga and Basikalumai, Ombega Viriawa, Vatalaki and Enu the Tambongo, and the Mayas. Mataganis can deny the Bolivina Bolivana, was so Matabala Turanga, Kabi Kaya Togasamu, the woman to another. Free, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy load, and I'll give peace to your soul. Come on, don't maybe okay, come to sa. All the nidolata is all the bibi. I will never think we came do. Hallelujah. Doctor, we came do na nungibua. Amen. Nisarara na nungibua ngay mamanda na nungidolola.
Hallelujah.
Yano be sureti wo sibin dondua. Ke tutu na be sureti. Ngo indo na be sureti ni. Wo sibin dondua. And every time the program 10:30, every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good. But will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kabikan wata muri sambula bosse ni kalau kau kau kangata sara kemudungan ni selwa umbatirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kembali ezuru mangai baka takila mesuaka ngai wasia ezuru mangai baka takila mai nak aku sini kila.
Amen.
Mena hela talanga na ona mena nanduri matai kuya kendera rere bi kuya kasi talanga ni dua kaka kendera rubuni takarawa. The solution to every problem that we have,
amen,
whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental, the answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. We encourage every senior pastors. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Amen.
And it's a big challenge. kemi bale ni beshule titi kona kalo dolo kuma biao mai tolo kuma mai mai oko elenga oko enera oko matamboko oko matareba oko eta putu biao oko enra mude bua kau oko elame lako tolo kuma mai ni lako tolo kuma mai oko ebaga ndua ngai ola ni zolata na izolo mbimbi kali mbeka na watimu kali mina lube mu ndue mosu biiko ndue mole kamiko ngai na numa tiko kali tiko na kalo se kali tiko se kali tiko e kali tiko oko ya hena mataka ni sige ni kuwa menda lako mai biiko ya hena mataka ni sige da mai ngara mi kwa baga yalo kwa ngidina kau ta mai na no mundu i zolo zolo kele na kani volta muni sando na no mi kenda na kalo ene sigi bina kani kwa ni kwa mbera ni mbi mbi mwai vale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through every word that departs from your lips from your mouth or even from in your heart God already knew everything that you are going through so feel free and open up don't mask yourself you're wearing a mask but don't mask yourself when you come to God because it's God knows everything that you're going through God knows the pain that you go through God knows the problem that you're going through God knows the mountain that you are climbing some of us we just starting some of us in the midway some of us we even try to reach the top and God knows every problem that we are going through and that's why he said come unto me because he alone knows the plan he has for us the plan to prosper us and never to harm us and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say. It's easy for us to talk about it. It's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life, you have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus. Iko na wata na kukongo ene buku Jesus Christo. Kako pola, sasega ni kwa ya undina sambula. Christo sambula miyao. Oya usaba, koti wata ki Christo ene kawilatai. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers or maybe your neighbors or maybe your spouse or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Nemakani sambula na Christo. Ikurani thuruma na numubesinga ni mataka. Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Doutora na nguibua do bulibiau ni shalo malua ga elmu mulumu de una kunekina na paga de un yalo mundo. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. Ovakasama takatiko ni utoriti kumai na vile na mataka na nitu sokotiko na etulau na ngune roso takina na marama maisaika batake chisu. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. Na vosa ngai labute tukuna na yalo itikuiloma. Angikako chisu elewa keko kila mandangana isoli isoli nikalo batakiko ya vosyongo. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
Keko kila na isoli isoli nikalo kina kiko ya vosu tukungo. Oiko na kerabi kwa na waiko lako batuma ina bisikalibu. If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Kerao lenga kenda lotu pa Kristo menda kila na Kristo kenda graba. Ni tomba lenda lenyo inge viso takana wai mewai ni multiply lima ne mulima rai. Kena rua na ika ne kana kena lima na undu na turanga kena marama. Hemeni. And a woman who was worse against Tobalian in the Luai. Amen. And I'm going to say, I'm going to make it a no one. Sit down. He spoke to the wind, sit down, and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asks among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Amen. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Sabe que anda el barro que me dijo, tú no cae mayado, y me tuvo que andar tal y quien no me burla. Sona cae con la quita, sona cae va a quedar acá.
Yo.
Sona cae con la cabeza, hasta que tú no me acaneado, y está hallado. Y ni cua, me rongo que no me dijo, no, y tú en tu me no. La vez cae con la nombre de mi nacabico, y tú en tu me cae, no me cae de mi nacabico. Y en la raíz lo mala y la segunda red de la canela va a dar. Y el cauco de vehículo va a quedar. Me bakana yawa ni loma langi menandele ni burubura. Sabaka kina, nanogu na numa, kina numu na numa. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went their separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The via kabi kede ni singatambu, notamangu kwa iturangu ni bakitawa. Via kabi ni singatambu, enayaya ni tiko na tinangu. Naneto vale senga kena na lounge open space but it's gonna neto store kito na nondo ndambiti kwa kito rechu na katu bini store we singa tambo ena yaya ni na neto sulu na tinago na mavaro tiki kito na vima dawa kito na ndandabo kito kito na yetu na langser langa po loto vita la noa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future, story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Baba Cow night. Ngoni ni nito ngunu timbamba kao. Langono susuraki chikumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kito lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts is still the best for you. Gendo bata na singa tabu maya kito nda mitiko. O sarebe na tamango mela to wala kasarbe tamango na bingo na kete kito nanda walanga seri to nalang polo to nanda patungay sa tamango. Gebu kima na tamango na nanda mitiko ko sa buki mibiao. Dabo buki talo ko kanga ko biao cheli wai. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow a ticket. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night.
and engage in the choir, the Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, while we mess, you're going to come with me. Yes. You're going to turn over the club. My husband, you took my husband. You took my wife. For that to benefit, yes. Make the decision now and worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wakoya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. I was saying, why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody have passed on because was not vaccinated, you're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God Church, nakaiba bulidi kina bulidi mekina nandio nikatini. I began to...